This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and welcome to a very special episode of the program. And what I mean by that is...
You mean special?
Yeah, well, we're not actually sitting in the studio live for this one. I mean, we're live while we're recording it, but it's a recorded one.
What do you mean? It's New Year's Eve.
Yeah, so unfortunately, you can't call in to this particular episode, so I'm sure I'll accidentally give out the phone numbers at some point, but hopefully I won't, because if you call tonight, no one will answer.
Not nobody will answer, but no one.
Yes. Yeah, and that's because, well, I don't think we can say quite yet why we're not here.
I think if you're listening and you're a regular listener, you can make a conclusion as to why the show isn't live tonight.
Indeed, and then we'll tell you more about that on the next show as far as what was transpiring at the time at which we were actually normally here live. So, Captain, you came in special for this one, so thanks for joining me here. As we're recording this, it's actually Tuesday, so if any news has broken between now and, you know, or then and now, well, sorry, we're not going to be able to cover it here.
Yeah.
But it is New Year's Eve, so let's talk about New Year's stuff.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I would love to see for the new year is, particularly in New Hampshire, but of course, you know, anywhere, really, is the complete legalization of marijuana and other drugs. But, I mean, I'll just start with marijuana. That's a good start, right? It seems to be growing in popularity. Many states have legalized at least medical, if not recreational in some way, but they're not doing real decriminalization. There's this term that keeps getting thrown around with many states, decrim.
Yep.
And generally what it means is they don't take the law off the books, making it illegal. They just make it the lowest priority for processing these offenses. And often that means that they don't get processed at all because, well, they're so overwhelmed by whatever jaywalking tickets and, you know, not testing rape kits and you know, all that fun stuff.
So what you're talking about there is like a localized decrim.
Right.
So when you see that sort of structure in place, it's usually a city council that says, okay, well, we're just the city council. We can't change the state law.
Right.
So what we're going to do is instruct our local police department to make this the lowest priority, which basically is a way of saying, hey, stop doing this.
Right.
So that's a way for a city council to have an effect on the war on drugs without being able to really change anything at the state level.
So then the other thing that we're seeing, the other one that I'm aware of, where they use the term decriminalization, is what they do is they sort of make new laws surrounding the industry instead of just, again, wiping the existing laws off the books to, you know, make it legal, right? So in other words, you know, remove the word marijuana from, you know, any laws that pertain. But governments don't do that. They don't roll laws back. They don't wipe laws off the books.
Very rarely.
Very rarely. You see all the time on the social media, you know, at least once a year, an article will pop up about, look at this, you know, ancient law that's still on the books in Texas that makes it illegal for you to say hi to your grandmother on a Friday or something.
All the wacky laws.
You know? Yeah. And so there is no plan by any government to wipe these laws, as ancient and, you know, useless as they are, off of the books. So what I would like to see is real decriminalization. I don't think it's going to happen, but steps towards that anyway would be great.
Some steps have been taken, obviously, in certain places, not just the local governments. But like here in New Hampshire, there was a decrim that happened in 2017.
Yeah.
And New Hampshire's behind the ball when it comes to a lot of the states out there, especially the New England states, which have actually had legalization. Now, I'm not a fan of legalization. I want to make that clear. Like, I understand, and if given the choice, I would probably vote in favor of it. But
what do you mean by legalization? Because I'm a fan of legalization if it's what I talked about, which is taking all the laws on the books that say it's illegal and destroying
them. But that's never been the case with legalization. Every time, it's always regulate and tax.
And I'm against that as well. Right. However, I'll take that over whatever is currently in place.
I will reluctantly as well, but I think it was just the other night we were talking about the Kentucky representative, Thomas Massey, who's kind of libertarian, and he voted against the legalization measure that came up just recently at the U.S. House, and his reason for voting against it was because that measure had a 5% federal tax attached to it. And so I can appreciate that, honestly. Like, it's what they should be doing at the federal level is removing it from the drug schedule.
Yes.
And then that's it. And then let the states decide what to do. And I think we're up to 11 states last count.
Yeah, I think so. For recreational, anyway. Yeah, and more with the medical. So.
Oh, yeah. Way more with medical. Like 30-plus, I think, states on medical.
I would expect to see that grow to all 50 states
hopefully
at some point. Maybe not this coming year. But within, you know, 2 to 5 years or something like that.
It seems inevitable. I mean, even states like Utah and Mississippi are moving in that direction. So that's good. But legalization, it almost always has to do with regulation, and it has to do with taxation. And those are terrible things that are destructive to freedom, and that ultimately would put us in a place where, like we are with alcohol, where it's quote unquote legal, but it's completely controlled from top to bottom by the state.
And that's what Washington State did when they legalized the recreational portion. Is they it was the alcohol, the liquor board, that they based their template off of how to make this legal. And so they ended up taxing at all three levels of production and licensing as well. So there was the growers, the distributors, and then the retailers. Those were the three elements.
And wasn't it like 25%, 25%,
yeah,
25%?
27 or something like that. I don't remember exactly what it was. It was incredibly ridiculous. High for an organization that did nothing to help the industry at all. Now, a little bit of history of me is, I grew up, I've been using marijuana for, most of my life since I was a teenager in one way, shape, or form. I've not used as frequently as I used to. I used to, smoke a lot, but now it's a little more occasional than it was in my past, but I still do enjoy it. I think it has some real nice health benefits as well, particularly the CBD portion, as we've seen the popularity of CBD just boom. Everybody's using CBD now. It's everywhere. But at any rate, when I was growing up, everybody would talk about legalization. And the prime selling point that I would hear repeatedly from everybody, these are the older kids or, folks who are now, probably in their 60s or whatever, but think of the tax money that they could generate if they just legalize it. And I think that we're going to see that happen. I don't think there's a way around it at this point. I think
it's going to be taxed?
It's going to be taxed. It's going to be taxed at every level. The goons, the government squad, they're gonna rape the industry for as much as they can. Particularly now, with them already beginning to realize that these shutdowns and the over authoritarian response to COVID is going to cost them tax revenue. We've already seen articles about governments talking about, we need to increase the tax over here because of the revenue we've lost off of the restaurants that have closed or these businesses that have gone out of business now. We're losing revenue. They're not losing revenue. They're losing theft money is what they're losing.
I'm optimistic, though, Captain, just because I tend to be that way.
I appreciate you for that.
I'm optimistic about New Hampshire's chances as far as, not that we're going to probably avoid a tax on cannabis, because, like you said, that's just the way things go. It's the way that these politicians get convinced to go in this particular direction. And, of course, now they can look at the tremendous successes that they've had in that area in places like Colorado and Washington, where aren't they taxing, aren't they getting more revenue from cannabis taxes now than they do from liquor taxes in those states?
I don't know that for a fact, but it would not surprise me at all.
Yeah, I think it's true, and I think that became true like just 2 years after they legalized. Yeah. So it didn't take long at all for that sort of flippening to occur. And but like I said, I'm optimistic for our chances as far as avoiding as many taxes as we can possibly avoid when it comes to cannabis. And I want to I'll explain that coming up here in just a moment. We're going to continue. We've got more on the way here on this special New Year's Eve edition of Free Talk Live. You can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com, where there's a bunch of features, archives that go way back, and we'll continue in moments.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter. It takes 5 seconds. And tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it.
Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Of the freshest episode of Free Talk Live, presented by SACL CAI. Listen online at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We've got a bunch of features on our website that you can enjoy, so please head over there, freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Some of them like to complain a lot, but they're there on our chat room anyway. they love to complain.
I saw one the other day. I was like, can we get the host to at least look at the chats once per hour? Jeez. And I'm like, you know, maybe.
Can you call into the show? Yeah. And if you got something you want us to hear, then you should speak to us.
Yeah, it's called Free Talk Live, not, you know, chat at us through a screen while we broadcast.
Except tonight. You can't call in tonight because it's New Year's Eve and we're doing a thing and we can't tell you what the thing is right now. But go to freetalklive.com and there's a lot of cool features there. I was going to say I got optimism for the future about crypto, or not crypto, about we'll talk about crypto.
We will.
We definitely have crypto on the brain. But for cannabis, and I'll get into that coming up here in a moment. But speaking of crypto, Bitcoin.com, longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live, they are a great source to go and learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. So head over to Bitcoin.com, click on Get Started at the top of the page, and that's where you can learn the basics, because it's time. Like January of 2021, it's going to be 12 years that Bitcoin has been around.
A dozen.
So if you haven't taken the time yet to learn the basics of this world-changing technology, you really owe it to yourself to block off 10 minutes. You don't need a whole lot to just go to Bitcoin.com and watch the first video that they've got there. And if you feel like it, you can watch more. But that first one will give you the basics. So again, Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page. Now, if you're not new to Bitcoin and you want to get the latest news headlines, head over to news.bitcoin.com because they've got them there. And they're constantly being updated. Lots of good info at news.bitcoin.com. So here's why I'm optimistic about our chances. Because, yeah, New Hampshire's behind the ball when it comes to the rest of New England as far as ending cannabis prohibition.
Yeah, and you would think a state with the motto of live free or die would be the first on the bandwagon. But
you would hope.
But
unfortunately, the good thing about New Hampshire is it's slow to change. And that's a good thing in that it means it's hard to get new laws passed.
Right.
It's hard to get a new, you know, regulatory structure or government bureaucracy or anything like that created in the first place. But once it is, it's also hard to get rid of it. So that's the downside of it being hard to change, right? So we have prohibition of cannabis, and it's been frustrating to try to end that. Now, again, there was a decrim measure put in place in 2017.
Yeah, and what was the practical application of that? Like less than a quarter ounce or less than an ounce or something?
Three quarters of an ounce.
Okay.
Because, you know, we can't have it be an ounce. You've got to protect the children. It has to be three quarters of an ounce. You know, it doesn't make any sense, but at least they did this, and it helps because now it's no longer a misdemeanor offense. Because it used to be if you had a little bud of marijuana in your pocket and the cop, you know, was arresting you for some other reason or somehow found that, they find that, then you get a misdemeanor charge.
Right.
You could go to jail for a year. So that ended, and now it's just a $100 fine. And there actually is
Still a fine?
It's a fine, yeah. But and another question is how many of these fines have they actually given out over the last 2 years, because
and how much revenue does that generate? You know.
Well, and I'm actually doing a Freedom of Information Act request with the Keene Police Department to find out.
Nice.
Because I've been talking about it for years. Like, yeah. I need to do this. Well, I finally put it in, but they take their sweet time with this thing. So at some point when I get those numbers back, because I want to see how many arrests were they making prior to decrim per year.
Right.
And then how many the 2 years after
decrim.
How
many post and then how many tickets.
How many tickets.
Yeah, that'd be real interesting information.
And it'll just be for Keene, so it won't be the whole state, but presumably as it goes in Keene, probably so goes most of the rest of the state.
One would think, yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see about that. But I'm optimistic because of the Free State Project and because of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration and the political successes that we've had here with
right,
now
because
30.
A bunch of Free Staters are now holding office, right? Is that where you're going?
30 of them.
30?
Are state representatives. 30 so-called Free Staters. This is according to the Free State Project
newsletter. Do we know that they're all marijuana friendly?
I mean, I can't see how they wouldn't be.
Yeah.
It's such a basic freedom issue. I would be shocked if even one out of those 30 were to oppose any kind
of... So 30 out of how many?
Out of 400.
Okay.
So it's not even a tenth, but close. And 30 is enough to swing any vote. So if there's a close vote in the state house, You know, without the free staters,
right.
It would probably be a very partisan thing. All the Republicans vote on this thing, you know, Democrats vote another way. That's not always true in New Hampshire because New Hampshire's kind of different.
Right.
But, you know, because we've got a bulk of votes there, well, they can play a political game with that. They can say, well, look, you either make this change on this piece of legislation or you're not getting our votes.
Right. We take our 30 votes over here instead of over there.
Right. Against it.
Right. Yeah.
So I think that there's some political influence there that is worth mentioning. And what that could result in, again, this is just, you know, this is my optimism here, and I've talked to a couple of our friendly state reps about this.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been trying to plant that seed with people like Mark Warden, longtime sponsor here. You've heard the Porcupine Realty ads.
Yes.
If you've listened to the Free Talk Live internet feeds for in any recent years. He's a free stater, and he's also a state representative. So he's one of the A-plus rated state reps. Like, this guy is, he's right on every issue. Every
highly
time.
Rated realtor as well.
Yeah. Mike Sylvia, longtime Free Talk Live listener, A-plus rated. These guys, both of these guys are the award winners over a few years for the Liberty Legislator of the Year. So these are, like, the top Liberty Legislators of the Year are Free Talk Live supporters and listeners.
Nice.
So, like, you know, I've mentioned this to them. Hey, look, you know, if we're going to have... Well, first of all, I've told them, you know what we really should have is just more decrim. We need to pass more decrim to where there's no fine anymore for cannabis, to decriminalize sales, decriminalize growing, decriminalize
right.
distribution, and do that for all the other drugs as well. But given that the government goons are going to want revenue and you're going to have to probably at some point go that direction,
right.
if that's what happens, because, you know, politics is compromise, what I think we should see is to have New Hampshire, kind of like New Hampshire has there's like a law on the books that says New Hampshire has to be the first primary in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
So if any other state, their primary vote, the presidential primary, if they move it back or earlier, New Hampshire has to move theirs earlier. So New Hampshire has a law that says no matter what the other states do, New Hampshire has to be first. So they will just keep moving theirs earlier and earlier as the others. So we could have something similar for cannabis, where New Hampshire's tax rate is always the lowest tax rate.
That would be
of
good.
All of the legal cannabis states.
That would be good.
So that way, okay, yeah, we still have a tax, but it's the lowest of every other state, and that'll ensure that New Hampshire has a healthy cannabis industry. Because
right.
if you're gonna do growing or selling cannabis, you're gonna want to be in the place with the least taxes.
If you have to run in the state-controlled market, that does bode well for keeping the market healthy.
So that's what I'd like to see if the worst case comes true, and that is that we have to have a legalized tax and regulate scheme. Obviously, I think we're going to see the free staters that are in office push for no regulations and push for things like that, but how successful they'll be, I don't know. That said, 30 is pretty good, and that's our highest number of state representatives that we've had so far. So
yeah.
We're definitely making progress in that area.
From a practical standpoint, having lived in Seattle like 3 blocks away from a retail marijuana store, there's nothing cooler than, you know, having your buddies come over and be like, man, you got anything? Like, you didn't bring anything? No, man, I'm sorry. Like, well, walk your ass 3 blocks down the road and get some, man, you know?
We're going to continue here in moments with more Free Talk Live special New Year's Eve edition.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. It doesn't scratch a itch, and I started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Times Square is usually jam-packed to ring in the new year, but it's closed to the public today because of the pandemic. NYPD Chief Terry Moynihan says there will be a police presence to make sure no crowds form.
My message to those ringing in the new year, please stay at home.
Frontline workers and first responders will be honored for their roles during the coronavirus pandemic during tonight's New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. The Senate is opening debate on what could be the first override of a President Trump veto. The House already voted to override President Trump's veto of the defense policy bill.
We've enacted an annual NDAA for 59 straight years and counting. In the next few days, the easy way or the hard way, we're going to do our job once again.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking on the Senate floor. USA Radio News. The Buffalo Bills are going to be the first major league team in New York to host fans amid the pandemic. Governor Andrew Cuomo making the announcement with the Department of Health on Wednesday, saying 6,700 fans will be allowed in the stadium.
Buffalo Bills, it's an outdoor venue, which is all the difference in the world from an indoor venue. Indoors, it's more difficult, first of all, right? But then, what is the size of the building? What is the percentage of people you're putting into the building?
The deal comes just in time for fans to see their first playoff game since 1996. A year-end deadline is not being met.
The Census Bureau will miss a year-end deadline for handling the numbers used for assigning congressional seats. The Census Bureau plans to deliver a population count of each state in early 2021. It will be the first time that the December 31st target date is missed since the deadline was implemented more than four decades ago by Congress. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Newest episode of Free Talk Live, presented by SACL CAI. Visit us online at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, special New Year's Eve edition of the program.
Happy New Year!
With you in the studio is Ian.
And the captain.
And you can't call the show tonight, but tomorrow we'll be back in the studio as normal. Not all in jail.
If you're just sitting around, you could be like, Free Talk Live! You could call the station that way?
Nah, that's not going to work.
You could maybe send up some smoke signals?
Smoke signals. What do they call it? Semaphore?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. So, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Lots of cool features there. You can sign up for our email list, and we'll keep you in the loop as to what's going on. The latest information about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first if you're on the email list. You go to freetalklive.com. You can scroll down to the bottom of pretty much any page, and there's a little email sign-up box there. So drop your email in there. We'll keep you informed about stuff. So please do that. Also, want to say thanks to Alistair, who is a Free Talk Live gold amplifier, meaning that Alistair is contributing
gold?
$10 a month to the AMP program. And AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for us to, or for you to help us get on more radio stations, which hopefully we're going to see more of coming on in 2021. And why that is, I don't know if I'm free to say quite yet. But we've got some exciting news in that area coming up. So thank you to Alistair for helping support the show. If you want to join him over at amp.freetalklive.com, we sure would appreciate it. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about the future of the movement, the migration here to New Hampshire. sure you were talking about, Captain, that you want to see some legalization or and or decriminalization, maybe full-on decriminalization
yeah.
of not just cannabis, but all drugs.
Well, right. I mean, we know from research that prohibition doesn't work. You know, we know from the areas that have put it into play that they see a reduction in crime and an increase in treatment for those who are addicted, and that is the correct way to handle these things. People want drugs. They want to use them recreationally in addition to medically, and I can't think of any reason that they shouldn't be allowed to make that choice for themselves on an individual basis.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those questions I've always asked on the air is, if you're a drug warrior, can you explain why? Like, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to help people? Because if you're trying to help people, you're failing.
Right.
You know, if you think that putting somebody in a jail cell is going to help them.
It does not.
You're completely delusional.
Yeah, in fact, it largely destroys people's lives.
It makes them much worse, yes. right? Because, like, if you already had a drug problem, and now you've got a jail problem on top of that, that's not going to make things better for you. Because right. there's plenty of people who, you know, maybe they're addicted to some sort of drug, but they've still got their life together at least enough to still go to work and still get their bills paid or whatever, but they like to do this drug for whatever reason.
Yeah.
That's nobody's business,
yeah.
you know? Who cares? Let them be. Let them make the mistakes they're going to make. Let them suffer the consequences, because there will be consequences from, you know, a drug addiction.
Yeah, and, like, everybody's like, oh, well, that sounds... Well, no, it doesn't, because you're already doing it with alcohol. Society already allows folks to make this choice with alcohol. Now, I have my problems with the way alcohol is regulated by the government
sure.
and licensing and taxation surrounding that whole industry as well, but society, at least in the area known as the United States of America, largely just accepts alcohol as a personal choice. If somebody does become an addict, they encourage them to seek treatment.
Right.
You know,
don't
that
go
type
to prison.
Of thing. You don't go to prison because you drink too much. I mean, generally speaking. You might drink too much and do something that causes you to, you know, that's additionally illegal.
And right? people
get into a fight because you're a tequila yeah. drunk and you're angry or something like that.
But people were able to see that during alcohol prohibition. They were able to see how the consequences were negative
yeah.
of this prohibition, and that it made matters worse, that the unintended consequences were just so destructive that they changed their mind about that collectively. You know, the government had an amendment, actually, to the Constitution, and then they undid that, right? So,
well, they undid the amendment, but then they replaced it with all sorts of regulation, which is the part that I disagree with.
Me
so,
too.
You know, people point to this as one of the rare times that government took something away and gave it back, but they didn't really give it back. What they did is they just heavily regulated it in their favor.
And that's what they're going to do with cannabis
right.
and are doing with cannabis, and that's why it's a problem, because, look, it's just a plant, people.
But at a minimum, what I'm saying is at least treat all other recreational drugs
mm-hmm.
in the same way society treats alcohol. That would be a good start.
That is, and the only reason that's a good thing is because it stops people from going to prison for the most part.
Yeah.
And it doesn't
destroy families, and
yeah.
it allows people who have a problem to seek appropriate treatment for it instead of being caught up in the heinousness that is the prison system or the criminal justice system.
But what it does do is it creates an artificial marketplace with restrictions that prohibit people from getting in, right? So there are these regulatory agencies. If you go out there and you start selling cannabis or alcohol, for that matter, without permission slips from the government gang, they send gang members in.
Oh, yes, they do.
And I was actually in a bar earlier this week. I was just having some breakfast at the local, I won't say which one it is,
sure.
but you probably know. And I'm sitting in there, and I see two agents from the Liquor Commission come in. Now, they call them liquor dicks here in... and by the way, that's because they're cops,
right.
not because of something else.
Right. The slang for detective is dick.
Correct,
right.
correct. So it's actually the term that cops call them.
Right.
So he used to be a friend of the show, Brad Jardis. He was a former police officer, so he kind of told me some of the slang where the cops have names for each other.
Right.
They don't, you know, the different cops kind of like have rivalries between them, and so some of the cops, like normal cops, cops don't like the liquor dicks, and the liquor dicks don't like the normal cops.
Right.
And, you know, there's names that they call one another. Anyway, these two guys come in, and they always dress the same way. They have, like, khaki pants, and they've got, like, a black blazer or something, or, like, a jacket over top of it. They're armed, and their whole purpose was to come in there and try to shake down the owner to get him to pay his next year's licensing fee. Now, they say that they were just in the area, and they just... So what they do is, if they come out to Keene,
yeah,
which we're in the southwest corner of New Hampshire, just for listeners that aren't familiar with the geography, so we're not, like, you know, we're not near their home base in Concord. So they come out to Keene, and they just sort of make the rounds, right? They go to all the different bars, and they look for violations, and they want to write you up or, you know, violate your liquor permit. But yeah, in this case, it's getting towards the end of the year, and apparently, well, that's the time that liquor permits, liquor licenses need to be renewed. Well, guess what? 2020 was a real difficult year for a lot of businesses out there.
Yeah, particularly bars and restaurants.
Exactly. And this guy who owns this place, he's not sure if he wants to renew. Because he's got, like, three different bars.
Yeah, he's got decisions to make.
Yeah, right. And one of them is a bar that is sort of attractive to younger people. Well, the college has decided they're not going to bring the students back until March.
Right.
So they're extending the winter break
for
an extra
customer
month.
Base.
Yeah, so he's like, well, at the very least, I'm not going to renew that bar's license because he's not even going to open that bar for the next 3 months.
Yeah.
It's just going to stay closed. He's not even sure if he's going to still have the lease afterwards because he's behind on payments.
Yeah, it's real funny how the government can write mandates that say things like, you renters, you don't have to pay your rent, or you can get a forbearance on your mortgage.
Right.
But, oh my gosh, you didn't renew your liquor license. Here come the thugs, yep, man. And you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of, you know, all of the fiction surrounding the mafia, right? You see in the movies, mm-hmm, right? Guido and Antony showing up at the place. Hey, pay the protection money, right? You know, or else, right? You know?
It'd be a shame to have something happen to it.
Yeah.
You know?
And to me, there's no difference between those two, except if you did engage the mafia in some sort of protection, they might actually protect you.
They might. I would say you have a better chance, yeah, of that happening than with the government gang. So that's what these goons were in there for, was they wanted to remind him that, you know, it's time for you to... They didn't come right out and say that, but the topic of conversation did at some point come on to, you know, well, what's your plan?
That's the only vibe they can put off. That's, yeah, what they're there for.
Right.
They're agents of coercion.
Right. They either want to fine you for finding some violation on site, whether it's some guy who's too drunk in the bar, or, you know, person not wearing a mask or whatever behind the counter. Or in this case, they was just to remind him that it's time. Hey, you know, it's time for you to renew. You got to pay up.
The whole idea that individuals...
Hold that thought.
Okay.
We're going to continue here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This episode of Free Talk Live, presented by SACL CAI. Download it for free at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, special New Year's Eve episode of the show with Ian and Captain Kickass.
Woo!
Here. And by the way, folks can go to LordKickass.com.
They can.
And they will hear Captain Kickass in song parody form.
They will. I've got a holiday parody up there.
Ooh, which one?
It is, I call it The Lockdowns Are Dumb.
A.K.A. Little Lockdown Boy.
A.K.A. Little Lockdown Boy. Yes, it's a parody of Little Drummer Boy. And that one's actually free. If you go there and you know put it in your cart, just enter zero to get it for free. You can pay something if you like. The site actually encourages you to you know pay something. But it's a pay what you feel it's worth kind of a thing. So if you want to get it for free, just enter zero. You can download it for free.
And there's other long time. You've been doing parodies for a long time.
You've
got a collection of them there, right?
Well, so the Kick-Ass Parody Project, which is what I'm calling that particular thing, it's been around since... I think I looked, and it's like 2013 was the first time I put something out. But before that, I was doing a thing with a couple of other guys called Dose Guys, D-O-S-G-Y-Z.
Okay.
And we stopped doing that because the guy that we had doing the singing for us, he passed away, sadly.
Oh.
He was a fantastic dude. Brian Hagen, I miss you. But he was a fantastic dude with a killer voice. I mean,
wow.
He was almost 7 feet tall and had an operatic.
Guys, they don't last.
Had an operatic voice. Like, I mean, he could belt out all of the, like, Iron Maiden power metal, but
wow.
Then he could also do, like, AC/DC. He was just getting into, like, voiceover stuff, doing, you know, imitations and cartoon voices and all that fun stuff, too. So
How old was he when he died?
Super talented guy. Under 40, 38,
yeah.
Something like
those
that.
Tall guys,
yeah.
Man, they just, the super tall people, they don't live a long time.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
So, you know, I did that, and then I just stopped doing parodies for a couple of years. You know, I was working, and, you know, I had bands and all that kind of stuff. And then something happened, and I was re-inspired, and I don't remember why, but it had something to do with Brian's family, you know, having said something about, I posted like a behind the scenes of making one of those things, and like one of his daughters, you know, had been several years now, and she was like, oh my gosh, I never got to see this part of my dad. Thank you so much for posting this behind the scenes. It gives me at least a glimpse what he was like in a, you know, in a creative situation. And
that's
so
cool.
I kind of got re-inspired and started doing parodies again after that.
So we're here just kind of talking about changes that we want to see happen in 2021. I mean, obviously one of the biggest ones is to reopen everything and have life again.
It'd be a good start.
Yeah. But we started talking about cannabis decriminalization, which led to liquor and regulations and how those need to end. Unfortunately, you know, as influential as the Free State Project movement has been, and as successful as we've been, you know, none of these state reps have proposed to end the liquor commission yet. We haven't seen any real serious, like, end the state kind of proposals being proposed. And you know, when you talk to them about this stuff, they'll say that, oh, well, I don't have the – their common excuse is, quote, I don't have the political capital. And that means that they don't feel like they can swing this with whatever influence that they have over things. And that's always frustrating to somebody like me who, you know, I want to see somebody who cares about liberty go in there and propose a bill to completely abolish the Department of Liquor, you know, whatever, Liquor Commission.
Hell yeah.
You know, to completely abolish the state police, you know, things like that, to end total government bureaucracies, just to strip the entire state of as many of these bureaucrats as we possibly can. We're not there yet.
No, but there are technologies in play, specifically the blockchain, that can replace the bureaucracy of governments, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what do I mean by that? Well, currently, governments are, you know, the official record keepers, right? So things like property documents, right, transactions of land purchase,
right,
that kind of a thing. They are the keeper. When somebody says, "Oh, it's official," right, generally they mean it's been recorded by the government, right?
Mm.
They've sort of declared themselves the official record keepers of humanity. And the blockchain has the ability to replace all of that without the need for this centralized third party known as the government. You can attach any document you'd like to a piece of blockchain or the piece of a cryptocurrency. And when you transact with somebody, let's say I own a car and I'm selling it to you, well, the title exists on the blockchain now. It doesn't exist within the government. And so when I sell you that car, then I transfer that piece of cryptocurrency or that piece of blockchain over to you, and now everybody in the world recognizes that you own that car.
Yeah, it's incontrovertible. There's, you know, it's date stamped. It's permanently archived in thousands of locations all around the planet. That's the whole point of the blockchain, is to decentralize. And what you're talking about is something that for years they've been discussing, and I don't know if it actually exists yet. Like, maybe someone's already done this, and I just don't know about it.
I don't know that it's been done on a large scale. I know that certain blockchain companies have experimented with it. We've seen many blockchain weddings where instead of getting a marriage certificate from a government entity, they've created their own marriage certificate and put it up on the blockchain so that everybody in the world...
What blockchain are they using for that?
Well, it depends on where, you know, who you're going through, right? So,
well, that's what I want to know.
Like I don't remember. The only one I remember is the one that a group formerly known as BitNation did, and they actually used the Ethereum blockchain. So,
yeah,
I know that there are other ones. I think they used the Bitcoin blockchain. I'm not sure. I'd have to look into the details of that. But what I'm saying is this technology exists.
It does,
It just hasn't been developed yet into a way. There are people who are doing, you know, smaller versions of it. We saw something around notarizing as well, that you can do notarization on the blockchain through, I believe it's Estonia,
right,
the country of Estonia, and that kind of a thing. So it's beginning. We're in the beginning stages of it. So I'm optimistic about that portion, the bureaucracy portion of government.
Right.
The blockchain is coming for that. If you're a paper pusher for the government, your job is going to be replaced by the blockchain.
Well, I mean, you're talking about long term, right?
Because you know, 10 years, 20 years. Something.
Yeah, and I would say that's optimistic as far as the timetable is concerned. Because remember, even though the technology is going to be there, like the technology is there now.
I did say this was my optimistic part, right?
Right. Okay.
I just wanted to make sure.
Right. So I'm going to throw some realism at this one because bureaucrats, man, those people are entrenched.
Yeah.
They don't want to go anywhere, and they don't want any changes because. Why change it if it ain't broken is the way they're going to look at it. And, oh, my God, we can't just take on this new technology. I mean, there's all these things. We've, you know, it's always been done this way. We have to keep doing it this way, and we're the bureaucrats, and we're going to lobby all of the state representatives to keep our paychecks coming in, keep the sweet gravy train rolling here for the government bureaucrats. So there's going to be some serious resistance from the status quo towards changing in this way because all the points you're going to make – and the whatever state reps are pushing this are going to make as well. It's cheaper, it's more effective, it's incontrovertible. We know for a fact that, you know, when the blockchain says a thing happened, that it happened. You know, there's no fraud or very little chance of fraud and that kind of thing. So there's all kinds of reasons to move towards this. But anytime you try to change government to make it smaller, boy, do they fight.
Yeah, I'm not saying that the technology is going to even be integrated by government. What I'm saying is, I believe Huxley said, you know, if you want to make a change of whatever the existing paradigm is, you don't try and change the existing paradigm. What you do is you build a better model.
Yeah.
You build something that does it better, faster, more efficiently. And so what will happen, in theory, is that people will have a choice. You'll say, oh, I can do this through the government for X amount of price or licensing or taxation or whatever, or I can just put it up over here on the blockchain for free.
Because but when it comes to buying a house, you know, and moving a real estate property from one to the next, it's not the same thing. I mean, I don't disagree with you. I think that that's the way you ought to do most things is don't try to change the existing thing, create the new thing, and put all your effort and your energy into that. That makes sense. But the government gang has a monopoly, and they will use violence to protect that monopoly if necessary. And so even if you were to go ahead and build, let's just talk about titles, to deeds or whatever to homes, the original deed or whatever, it's sitting in a government filing cabinet right now.
Until you pay your house off.
Okay. And then you get it.
And you get it, right? It's just like a car, right?
Okay.
A more simple example would be a vehicle, right? You buy a used vehicle for $3,000 cash, right? The previous owner signs the title over to you. You got to pay the government a fee to get the title put in your name and a copy with your name printed out. But
do
then
you get the original
the title.
Deed or do you get a certificate of deed?
With vehicles, you get the title. No,
it's you get a certificate of title. This is where you get into the weird...
Yeah, this is the second set of books that we like to talk about from time to time.
This is where you get into the weird legal land stuff. And there's like the conspiracy theories out there about the certificates of title versus the manufacturer's certificate of origin.
Right.
And things get a little bit weird. We'll continue here in a moment. How do we get from here to there? The idea of a decentralized blockchain-based title system or whatever. More on the way here tonight. This is Free Talk Live. I'm grateful to have heard from some of our satellite listeners recently. I appreciate knowing that people are out there who like what we do and are willing to support it financially. LRN.FM's free-to-air satellite feeds blanket most of two continents. It was my goal to put our channel there so people without internet could receive our programs and feed pirate radio stations. We started a fundraiser on Patreon a few years ago to back the satellite channels. I recently announced that I was considering canceling the feeds, and donations increased from 15 to 20% of our costs, which are around $1,000 per month. That's a good start, and to incentivize more contributions, the Shire Free Church will be matching every dollar. Can we reach $500 per month? With your help, we can. You can join our satellite fundraiser for just $2 a month at fund.lrn.fm. If we raise enough to keep both of the channels on the air, awesome. If we raise more, I'll add more channels. If not, we can shut them down and go internet only. It's up to you. Thank you for your support. fund.lrn.fm.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.